You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited because I have Nella Donato with me. She's a designer, writer, and educator coming all the way to us from Croatia. She's the author of the book, The Human-Centered Brand, a practical guide that teaches service-based business owners and creatives how to create an authentic brand and grow meaningful relationships with their clients. Nella also teaches design as an Adobe course instructor, leads in-person workshops, and writes articles on design, marketing, business, and creativity. And I'm super excited to hear more about what you're up to and what has inspired you to do your great work. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Kirsten. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, so let's just dive in. And what life experience has motivated you to make your impact?
Well, the main, I think, formative experience for me was growing up as a slightly weird kid in a very small town. And since, you know, I had sort of nerdy interests and hobbies and was hanging out with adults most of the time, it was really hard for me to connect with other children. And during my elementary school, I got bullied a lot, not just by kids, but also by some of the teachers,
which
were obviously not qualified for the job.
Right.
Yeah. And that the entire time through elementary school, I was feeling very isolated and lonely and like there was something wrong with me that caused all that. And I didn't have any adult role models who would show me that, you know, being nerdy and sensitive and empathetic and creative and all that was just okay. It was just, you know, being a normal person. So thankfully, this all started changing once I was in high school in a slightly larger city where I met other people who were kind of like me. We were all like a band of misfits who had similar experiences when we were younger. And we bonded over that, but also found a lot of mutual interests. And it showed me that you can find your people, you can find a community in the world who appreciate you as you are, and that there's really nothing wrong with you. So that was something that really inspired me in this trying to, you know, help other people see that they're really okay as they are. And there's no point to kind of wearing a mask and trying to hide who you are. Because despite all these difficult experiences, at some point, you know, when you reach out, whether that's online or just find a larger pool of people you can meet, you get together with people who really do appreciate you and love you as you are.
I love that. I feel like in today's world, we have so many different ways to connect with people. And yet, in speaking with others, I find so often that people feel more isolated than ever. And yet, we're designed to live in community. And like you said, you found your people. So we need to find our people. So I love that you are helping people find their people.
Yeah. Getting in, I didn't know that was what I was going to do. I didn't really see myself in that role. But, you know, as I'm moving forward, I see that this is where the real value is in making relationships with people who are on our, like, might say, who share our vibes, who are on the same level, you know, that we can talk together, that we really have a shared understanding of each other.
Great. So, if I asked you to kind of put in a few words, what specifically is the impact that you're motivated to make in this world?
Well, most of all, I would like to encourage and inspire people to be authentic and true to themselves in their life and in their business. So often in our lives, we're more natural, we're more like fluid, more authentic. But in business, we kind of put on this suit and tie personality and try to impress our clients. But I think that is not probably the best approach. That we can actually have our true personality show through our business relationships, and that it also helps us do our work better and connect with people who are better suited to working to us. So it's kind of all intertwined. I don't see this distinction between personal life and business life. It's all connected. So I hope that through, you know, my example and my writing and my work, I'm able to show to people that it really can be achieved. It's not just a pipe dream. It's real. It's working.
And it means we get to do business with people who we like doing business with. It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Networking and connecting can be enjoyable. I also think back as you were talking, when I first started my business, it was at a time when a lot of people weren't really working from home because, you know, it was like a bazillion years ago. And I remember trying to make my business look bigger. You know, I had multiple mm-hmm. emails and multiple phone numbers and departments and all of that. And I, I was not being authentic. But two, it did feel like back then there was a stigma that is no longer there.
Absolutely.
That people will now feel comfortable. And just so many people are doing that. We don't have to try to. I probably shouldn't have done it back then anyway. But
no, I think you had to do.
Yeah. It's more well. It's established now that a lot of people just have small businesses. So, what impact have you made? If you think back to maybe one or two specific stories of a specific impact that you made that really fuels your passion and kind of gets you through those tough spots.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I realized only recently that happened, but which really does help motivate me even now. So about 14 years ago, I used to write a blog about web design, which was quite popular at the time. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, a lovely tech journalist reached out to me for an interview and told me that it was my blog that inspired her to pursue a career in tech. And
Aww.
That was pretty amazing. I had no idea at the time that that was what I was doing. I was barely 20 myself back then. But it showed me how something that we don't even think of is a big deal can have pretty big consequences to someone else's life. So now I no longer question, is something that I'm doing like big enough, important enough? Every bit that we put out there can influence someone else's life. So that was truly a big... I remember that story with big fondness and warmth in my heart because it really did change how I view, you know, everything that we put out there.
That's so great because it is so often when you're putting stuff out there, you're not necessarily getting feedback often or from a lot of the people that are gaining benefit from it. So it's nice that you have that great story of inspiration from so long ago, too.
Yeah.
So what is the biggest internal or external challenge you've had to overcome and how did you overcome it?
My biggest challenge is the internal one is always second guessing myself. Since I described, you know, I was faced with a lot of opposition growing up and I always wondered, you know, am I crazy or is this world just crazy? And this made it very difficult to trust myself. And on top of that, in my family, I was raised to be a people pleaser because that's what people around me did. Mm-hmm. And learning how to say no and how to feel into my own decisions and trust that they're the right choices for me, that has been a long journey. And I'm not done learning by any means. I'm just getting better at it. And I noticed tremendous difference in how I approach my decisions now as opposed to how I approached them 10 years ago when it took me years to make very important steps, you know, like starting my business or even choosing this career. I was always kind of overthinking it and putting these kind of barriers in front of myself, which I put them there. They were not actually there, but I was convincing myself that no, that can't be real. I can't be having, you know, the right idea about it. But now I'm kind of more leaning into, yeah, I feel that this is the right thing. So I know that it is really the right thing for me to do.
So important. I don't think there's a decision in an entire lifetime that there won't be some people who don't understand or don't agree with it. And man, it is an empowering feeling when you can, you know, just look within, still have those trusted advisor people that have good intentions and will give you advice and not feel frustrated if you don't take it. But instead of looking outside yourself for all of your decisions, it's so hard to make your impact in the world if you're spending a lot of time doing that. I can, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to overcoming the people pleasing. So was there an external challenge as well?
Well, I think the big part of this was also, you know, my immediate community, my immediate family, which were kind of very skeptical about me following a creative career. So I didn't feel a lot of support there. It was kind of just going the opposite direction of what everyone else was telling me to do. So that was, you know, learning to trust myself together with actually facing all of this, you know, negative speak like, no, that's a dream, that's not possible, you have to be realistic, it's you have to follow the established path, you know, like finish university, get a job, you know, all the things that normal people do. Mm-hmm. And thankfully there were a lot of friends who stood by me in those decisions, so they were the ones who helped me, you know, find this inner strength and really do what I needed to do. So it was, thankfully, it was like half and half. You know, some of them were not very helpful, and the others one were super helpful. And I'm really grateful that they were there for me, because if I didn't have that, I'm not sure that I alone would have had the strength to actually do what is right for me.
So you had your team, Nella.
Yeah, absolutely. they're still with me. Yeah, they're still around me, still cheering for me. I love them so much.
That's great. So how do you, and I have a feeling it might be part of your team, Nella, but how do you stay motivated and moving during those tough times?
Definitely Team Nella is is very important to part of that. And the other part that I find very effective is just having the big vision or the higher intention to anything I do written down, spelled out, and just reviewing it whenever it becomes difficult. So if I work on a big creative project and I'm stumbling, like I'm procrastinating or I hit the hard part. And what helps me is really just review what my original intention was. Why am I doing this? Like when business wasn't really working in the beginning, why am I doing this? Like, what do I hope to achieve in like 3 to 5 years? Why am I actually, you know, investing so much time and effort into something long term? Because, you know, the success takes a lot of time to come. So just connecting with what do I really hope to have at the end of this journey, or not even at the end, but, you know, once I move across mm-hmm. some of the barriers. So that really helps, because then you see that it is worth it. It is really worth it. You know, the sleepless nights or some parts of the journey which are not so pleasant, it mm-hmm. becomes worth it in the end.
Great. So what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make their impact in the world?
I would say don't get hung up on huge visions, huge projects immediately. Just start something small and start today. Just, you know, if you want to create a movement, start with a blog or with a weekly video series, or just something small and non-threatening, something you can handle yourself without a huge team, mm-hmm. and start building a community around that, because that can, it all like accumulates and it grows organically, and it will take you places that you may not even imagine at the moment. Which is what often happens with creative projects. You have something in mind and then something else happens, but that something else may be even better than what you had, what you could anticipate. So just start small. That would be the biggest tip. Just don't wait until you can handle a huge project.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Don't, and don't get discouraged if it's not all happening immediately. There was a quote recently, and I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but in essence, it was, you know, instantaneous success that took 5 years.
So often
when we're looking at other people's success, we just see the bang moment or the boom moment, and not all the work and time that it took to build to that point. And so I like that. Start small so that you can consistently do it and just keep building. So underneath that sentence, I hear the word patience, which is Oh,
Yes,
tough.
patience, perseverance. Because in the beginning, no one will care. Like, you won't have a big audience. You may have, your mom and your best friend reading your blog, but over time, your impact really grows. And that is, but it would not have happened if you didn't start small. So it's a seedling that you put in the ground, and it grows into a huge oak tree or maple tree or whatever grows in Michigan. So,
Yeah, we have those,
winter.
yes. Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. So, and you've written a book. So let's talk about that quickly. It's called Human-Centered Brand.
The book is essentially, it's a brand strategy framework that I explain to people who may not be even familiar with what branding is, or who maybe tried other branding approaches that didn't really work for them because it sounded like too difficult or too expensive, or they were unable to implement it by themselves. So, since I work primarily with people who offer services, I noticed that when you're trying to find clients that you work with directly, you have to kind of brand yourself more authentically. Just put yourself out there in a more intense manner than people who sell products do. So I kind of got all of these experiences that I've had with my business and with my clients, and what I've noticed happening in the marketplace. I kind of wrote this 300-page. It's a manual, basically, or maybe like a self-guided course that anyone can take and create their own brand from the ground up. So it goes, from your core values up to how you visually present yourself on all the media. So it's something that people can take and really make their own and find a way to apply it that is manageable, so they can actually do their work and this at the same time. So it doesn't take too much time, and they don't necessarily have to like hire expensive brand strategists if this is not in their cards right now. So
That's great. So it sounds like it's a step-by-step process, both teaching and then tools to help people discover what they need to discover and then implement.
I mean, there's a lot of like explaining in theory how this thing works. So if people are not familiar, they can understand it on a like a really intense level, like to really understand it through examples of other businesses who have done that. And also, it has prompts and questions and exercises that people do for their own business. And at the end of it, when they collect their answers, they have this brand strategy, which they can use and implement and really get results from.
Well, that sounds like a powerful tool that everyone needs. I tell you, as I get to interview people all across the globe, one common theme, absolutely, and you've shared it today as well, is be yourself, be authentic, don't be someone else. And I do think sometimes that's difficult for people. Like, how do I want to portray myself? Well, wait a minute, who am I? If I'm going to be authentic, who am I? And then how do you kind of showcase that in this digital world.
Well, it was absolutely, this be yourself is like a great advice and great bumper sticker material. But when you ask yourself, how do I actually do that? Like, what do I do on a daily basis to be myself? Well, that is the answer that I try to, that is the question I try to answer with the book. Actually, how do you do that? Like, this is what you can do. This is what you can do when you write emails. This is what you can do on social media. This is what you can do if you want to create your business card. Like, all of these different avenues that we have, and we have so many of them, and we don't have to take advantage of all of them, of course. We just choose those when we are most able to display our strengths and our superpowers. So that was the idea behind it.
Well, it sounds amazing. And anyone listening, the link will be at the show notes for today's episode, but you can also, I'll just say it, it's humancenteredbrand.com. Now, is there a digital version and like an in-hand version as well? And that's what they'll find at the link.
Yes, there is a digital version, an ebook version, and there is also the paperback, which is available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and all the other web bookstores. And there's also a free workbook that they can get right now. Like, you don't even have to buy the book; you just get the free workbook, and you can go through the exercises. And if this is something that you enjoy, then you can get and read the whole book and get even deeper understanding of it.
Great. Well, I encourage everyone to go grab this book. It sounds amazing, and I'm definitely going to be checking it out myself right after we're done here. So I just want to thank you so much for joining me today, and you have some skills, even though you felt like a misfit. I'm going to say you have powerful skills that every business owner needs. And so I'm grateful that you are sharing those gifts with the world, both through your work and now through this book and ebook. So thank you so much. And
Thank you. I'm so happy to be talking to you, and that you were so generous to invite me here to share this with your listeners. And I am just enjoying my work. This is what I do. I do it because I enjoy it. There is like no bigger reason for me than to just find pleasure in the work that you're doing every day.
Awesome. Well, thank you for making your big impact. And all of you listening, get out and make your big impact today and make it a great day. Thanks for listening.